Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is BizTalk Radio, BizTalkRadio.com. So glad you're with us today. My first guest has been able to, she grew up in a life of privilege. But, you know, they always say that just because you have money doesn't mean you have everything. And for those that do not have money, it's like, yeah, sure, easier for you to say. But it really is true. It didn't help her when it came to her addiction, and she spiraled out of control. She was able to find help and change her life, and she's now empowering other women. Her name is Jane Zars, and she's with us today. Her book is Love and Compassion is My Religion, and we're so thrilled to have you with us today, Jane.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Jane, you have some empowering tips to give women a greater outlook for this year. And for someone who had to begin all over again, what are some of those tips that you outline and that you share with other women? And men, by the way.
Sure. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and alcohol, it annihilated my self-esteem. So I had to rebuild myself. Back when I was drinking, I put so much emphasis on external things, you know, driving the right car, maybe dating the right guy, wearing the right clothes, what other people thought of me, all of that external stuff. I put emphasis on that. And later in life, I learned that what really matters is what I think of myself in my life trajectory. And that really helped me by inverting that, by instead of placing emphasis on the external, I started placing emphasis on the internal and what was going on inside of me, and that ultimately changed my life, because when I was drinking, I was reaching for something external to change the way I felt, and that's just not the answer.
Right,
so,
right.
So I like to say, don't let anybody steal your crown. What other people think of me is none of my business, and really realizing that the way I feel about myself ultimately will define my life.
So there's some statistics that you say that men feel better about their career prospects, their bodies, their appearances, and how people view them as opposed to women.
I didn't personally conduct the study, but yeah, that has been stated, that men have it easier when it comes to self-esteem.
Isn't that interesting? Because I guess it doesn't bother them. I watched a group of men walking down the street the other day. It was really warm out, and so they had their jackets off, and their bellies were hanging open. And they were just having the best time. The best time.
I think
time.
It's fantastic, yeah. Us women should follow. Absolutely.
I mean, and they could care less that they were overweight. They could care less. Where if you saw three women, they would not be so quick to take their jackets off even though it was warm. They would want to keep those jackets off and hide and cover their stomachs or whatever. It would just be different.
Absolutely. As women, I find that a lot of times we're our own worst critics. And, you know, a lot of women, I've been known to look in the mirror and see the flaws before I look at anything positive. And that can be reversed. I've done it.
Right. Absolutely. We all have. We all have. I love what you say in that you know, don't let anybody steal your crown.
Right. Because, you know, I used to think that my happiness was dictated by other people or uncontrollable circumstances. And when I realized that the keys to happiness and freedom are in my own pocket, I just had to be taught how to use them.
Tell me what your thoughts are on gratitude, because, you know, when we have tough days, there are many of us that understand, even in the toughest of times, there's still an attitude of gratitude that I have in my heart for my life. And there are challenging days, there's no doubt about it. You know, challenging weeks, challenging years, challenging months. But in spite of it all, and I had a very good friend years ago who used to say to me, well, at least you know what you don't want. At least you know what you don't want. And, you know, he would say, what good things happened to you today? And I was like, oh, it was, you know, well, I don't know. I met a friend for coffee. And he said, did your friend pay for the coffee? I said, yeah, she did. And he said, were you grateful for that? You know, even the little things, if you have to begin with the little things.
Oh, I concur. The little things can add up and lead to a really big life. It's all about the way we think. It's when you wake up, if you feel grateful and you can decide, I'm going to make this a good day. You can set your mind that I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to think positively. That can be changed, because when I was living as a drunk, I would do the opposite. I would wake up each day and think about all of the horrible circumstances I had created. I would relive horrible events over and over. And not only drinking, or that's the way one thinks can also be a form of self-abuse. By focusing on the negative, it could really debilitate your life.
So this is the key. When you first started to go on a path of sobriety and you started to realize that there was more to your life than the addiction, what was the crossing point? What was it in your life that gave you that strength to go forward?
By the end of my drinking, I was so lost. I felt unlovable and hopeless. And I was so desperate, I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, and they were all talking about God, and I thought, oh my goodness, I just want to quit drinking. I don't want to be bombarded by a bunch of holy rollers. But it turns out there's no cure for alcoholism. The only solution is spirituality. And they turned me on to spirituality, not religion, but I had to find a power greater than alcohol to preclude myself from drinking myself to death. And I now choose to call that higher power God. But, you know, a lot of times it could be anything greater than alcohol or whatever else that you feel powerless over.
Right, right. So the problem that we have today is we want what we want when we want it. You know, it's that immediate feedback. We want immediate response. We want it right now.
Well, that's the problem right there. It's all about what we want, and, you know, I want it yesterday. And in order to live a quality of life, I had to first realize that, you know, I'm just another bozo on the bus. I'm not driving it. I had to turn my will and my life over to a power higher than myself, and that's where acceptance comes in. And I think acceptance is the answer to all of my problems. If you could just accept things the way they are and not want to change them to the way you wish they were, that's how you learn to be happy, being happy with what is, not what you want it to be.
Right, right. And you always say, forget about yourself and start thinking of others.
Well, at my lowest point where I just didn't feel like getting out of bed or doing anything, and I was depressed for a while. Imagine that, drinking a depressant for a long period of time, one becomes depressed. To snap out of that, I found that even when you don't feel like it, helping other people makes you feel good, period. And a lot of times it's the last thing you feel like doing. Oh, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to help someone move. But doing that and getting out of yourself and your own self-pity and helping someone else, it could really snap you out of a bad situation.
Yeah, yeah. I also wish you would share with us a little bit about your book, if you wouldn't mind. We just have a few minutes left with you. Love and Compassion is My Religion. What's the theme of your book here?
Well, when I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, they said things, we will love you until you learn to love yourself. When I was drinking, I didn't know I didn't love myself because of a distorted ego, but clearly something was going on because I was abusing my body with an obscene amount of alcohol. So when I joined AA and they turned me on to spirituality, I realized that that was the answer for me, realizing that power greater than myself.
And Jane, we've got to run. What's the best website for people to find out more about you and the book,
sure.
Please?
No problem. www.loveandcompassionismyreligion. And thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Okay, girls, let's get real. Belly fat, muffin top, you call it what you want. It's a drag. I know. I've been staring at mine for a very long time. That is until I discovered Body Regime. Body Regime is not a diet pill. Body Regime is a weight management product loaded with 10 nutrients and botanicals that address metabolism, mood, and appetite. Body Regime supports your whole body, helping you reach your desired weight or manage your current weight without having to watch everything you eat. It also helps you feel good while doing its job. In my book, this makes Body Regime an amazing product. If you're tired of dieting and then putting the pounds back on, or you simply want to manage your weight in a healthy way, Body Regime is for you. To order, call 1-844-550-2639. That's 1-844-550-2639, or go to bodyregime.com. Be sure to order 3 bottles and get the third one free with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 2 dozen trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And imagine a dog changing someone's life and changing their psoriasis. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. Kim Weiler is with us. She had a 20-year struggle with psoriasis. 20 years. But she was able to heal herself. And she's with us today to tell us her extraordinary story. And she has written about it in a book. And it's available. It's all about love. And Kim, welcome.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me.
So you were able to take control of your own health. And tell us how a dog had anything to do with your story.
Sure. Yes, my dog, indeed. I saved his life first, and then in turn he saved mine. It was my dog, Max. He was a rescue when I got him when he was around 3 years old. And he had every ailment you could possibly imagine. We found him half dead on the side of the road. He was overweight. He had, he was so sick. He was on about 5 or 6 medications. He was on an inhaler for his chronic bronchitis. I mean, you name it, this dog had it. And it wasn't until he was about 11 that I was extremely desperate because, you know, from 3 to 11, he was sick constantly. But, you know, he managed to do all right. But by the time he was getting a bit older, he was having a really rough time. He could barely walk. And I had just moved and got a new vet. And my vet said to me, you know, Kim, if you stop buying processed dog food, she said, I know you buy the raw, organic stuff, and it's really expensive, and you think you're doing, you know, good by him. She said, processed dog food is leftover scraps. You have no idea what's in it. And if you just cook whole foods for him, like foods that you and I would eat, like organic chicken and vegetables and sweet potatoes and things like that, she said, I really would guarantee you'd see a difference. And, you know, for whatever time he has left, he would be better. Frankie, I cannot even begin to describe how blown my mind was. Within 2 months of doing this, he lost all the weight. He was a little beagle, so he lost like 9 pounds, and he went from barely walking to outright running. Like, he went running down the street, and I was like, who is this dog? This is crazy. And within a 6-month period, I weaned him off all of his medications, every single one, and my vet said that his 11-year-old insides were that of a 6-month-old puppy.
Wow.
It's incredible.
And incredible. So you looked at his diet, and then you looked at your own?
Exactly. I after struggling with psoriasis for so long and just basically, you know, following the instructions of my doctors, you know, I was just basically using steroid creams and ointments and, you know, all sorts of medications to bide me time. You know, it would work temporarily, then it would go away. And I didn't realize that whole time it was just a Band-Aid and that I wasn't addressing the root cause, which was I needed to heal my gut. So when I looked at Max and his transformation, I was like, wow, if food can do that to him, maybe, you know, what would happen if I used it as my medicine too? And that's exactly what happened within a year of changing my diet. It took me about almost 1 full year of eating very clean whole foods. And I cleared my skin for the first time in almost 20 years.
Unbelievable. And so if anyone out there is doubting the power of whole food, two examples, a dog and a human. I mean, I think if we only understood the connection between illness and what we're eating and health and what we're eating, and we can't seem to comprehend this concept, Kim.
I know. And it really is so simple, too. It just comes down to, you know, our cells, in order to thrive, want the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, you know, and it's really just staying away from the foods that have zero of any of that. I mean, you know, processed food, that's a biggie. You know, there's just thousands of chemicals. I mean, right today there's over, I think, 14,000 toxic food ingredients that are made in laboratories. Like, our food doesn't come from laboratories. It comes from Earth, you know?
Right. What were the biggest changes that started to happen once you cleaned up your diet?
Well, honestly, the biggest changes were psychological changes, because when you have a skin condition, you know, it's on the outside for everybody to see. And I can't speak for everybody, but I know that it can be very devastating to a person's self-esteem. And I speak from my own experience, as well as talking to tons of people with this skin disorder. And by the way, psoriasis is just one skin disease. There's about 20 of them. So if psoriasis affects millions, I mean, you know, there's just so many people out there suffering. And, you know, I walked around for so long, half my life, hiding my skin, hiding myself, and just being so fearful of other people judging me. You know, you don't know, people think it's contagious. You just kind of shield yourself, and you're not really living a complete happy and joyful life when you're doing that. You're always living with a little bit of fear on your shoulders. And when I cleared my skin, oh my gosh, I felt so free for the first time in my life. I just felt so free, and I could finally feel good about myself and my skin and my body, you know, and then that's when I started learning about self-care and self-love, because that's actually a really big part of my practice as a health coach. And so once I started incorporating self-love into my life, and, you know, with or without the disease, I had to learn how to love myself, and that was really the hardest part.
Right. Can you do me a favor and share with everyone, as a health coach, how do you tell people that they can't have their junk food? How do you tell people, wait a minute, look at what you're eating in a day. You're having a lot of gluten. You're having a lot of sugar. You know, you're starting out your day with bagels and muffins, and then you have the sandwich at lunchtime and the pizza for dinner and the pasta, and it's like you're carb loading, and you're not running it off. You're just carb loading.
Right, right, and there's, you know, not a lot of nutrients in that stuff you just mentioned. You know, I learned that what really works best with most people is just baby steps. So to give you one small example, I was working with somebody who, you know, everything he bought was processed. It was in a box or a bag. For a snack, it was chips. For breakfast, it was cereal. I mean, you name it, it was all processed.
Yeah.
And I'm not about taking it all away from you. If anything, I just want to add in and kind of crowd out the bad stuff with the good stuff. So I start in small little pieces. I'm like, okay, if you have, you know, cereal for breakfast, you know, I would walk them through finding a cereal that has less sugar. And then maybe
right,
you'll add...
Right. Hey, Kim, we're almost out of time. So give everybody the website and how people can find out more about you, your book, and the work that you're doing, please.
Sure. Yeah, my website is healingmyskin.com, and anybody can contact me through there. All the information they need to know is on there, healingmyskin.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim, and we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. And if you could like me on Facebook at The Frankie Boyer Show, that'd be great. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops. Ends 3/18/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. You know, there is a problem that we have in this country. And it is, I believe, one of the reasons and the root cause for an epidemic of opioid abuse. I don't know what the statistics are. We will ask our doctor. But back pain is absolutely one of the biggest health hazards in this country. More people miss work because of back issues. More people have had their lives changed. It has ruined their lives in so many ways. And joining us today is a back surgeon who does not, a spine surgeon at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute in Seattle, Washington, who doesn't want to operate on you. He really doesn't. His book is called Back in Control, A Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain. Okay, doctor, it is such a pleasure, Dr. David Hanscom, to welcome you back to the program.
Hi, Frankie. I'm very happy to be back on your show.
So you, as a back surgeon, you say that the medical world is overlooking the fact that in order to relieve pain, the person must get to the root of their pain.
Correct.
And you think that root is anxiety.
Well, it's not what I think. The recent neuroscience research the last 10 years has been absolutely stunning, and they've now definitively documented that chronic pain, and with back pain is just one example of over 30 different symptoms, but it could be any chronic pain, any part of the body, basically gets memorized by the brain in about 3 to 6 months. So the research shows that chronic pain is a maladaptive neurological disorder that lives in the brain. So the back pain starts, it doesn't matter where the pain starts. It can be a structural problem, broken bone, sprained ankle, inflammation. It doesn't really matter. What happens within about 3 to 6 months, the brain simply memorizes the impulses, just like an athlete learns a skill. But the problem is, once impulses are memorized, it's like riding a bicycle, and they become permanent, and it doesn't matter what you do. So what we're doing is that we're doing surgery on a neurological diagnosis, and it cannot work, and indeed it does not work.
You understand this only too well. Tell us about your own story.
Well, this is my 30th year doing spine surgery, and I went to one of the top spine fellowships in the world in 1985-86. And for about 7 years, I was a zealot. I did endless number of surgeries. I did fusions for back pain. I felt guilty for somebody in operation to solve their pain, and it wasn't working very well. Then the data came out in 1993 that the stats, the result or success rate of a back pain for back fusion for back pain was about 15% at 1 year in workers' comp and 22% at 2 years, which actually cut the success rate in half of solving back pain periods. In other words, surgery cut the results down by 50%. Then there has still not been one paper that I've seen in my career that shows back surgery works, period, for back pain. It works occasionally, maybe 25% of the time, and if you're one of those listeners who happen to have it work, that's great. I'm very happy for you. But my practice is a salvage practice, and I see an endless number of patients every day who have had prior surgeries that have failed badly, and then they're worse, but they're much worse. Mm-hmm. And so from 1993 to 2003, I didn't know what to do. Then I descended into my own chronic pain, which I developed over 16 of these 30 symptoms of chronic pain, including back pain, neck pain, extreme anxiety, burning of my feet, migraines. And in 2003, I became very lucky and came out of those pain pathways. It took me another 5 years to figure out what happened. In 2006, I've been pretty much pain-free, and we watched hundreds of patients go to pain-free. So it's not about managing the pain. It's about solving the pain.
I wish there were more like you. The problem is that more doctors are putting out these harmful scripts and opioids. We have a real crisis in this country, doctor.
Well, as part of that, originally in the late 1980s, 1990s, we were told, in fact, we felt guilty if we did not put people on opioids because the pain was considered the fifth vital sign. And we were encouraged to put people on opioids, and I did it too. We just didn't know. And so people would have some short-term relief. But within 6 to 12 months, the benefits would wear off. Then what we found out the last 10 years, that a certain dose of narcotics, your nervous system becomes very sensitized to the drug, and it actually makes the pain worse. So we have a lot of patients out that we take off of opioids, and their pain actually improves dramatically. But we didn't know. We were taught that, and we thought it was the right thing to do. And then, unfortunately, what's happening now, which is really disturbing, is that, again, at a major medical center, we see the most complex cases that exist. And every week, I see one or two people that get hooked on prescription opioids. Then the state, et cetera, crack down on the doctors giving out the opioids. So then people, of course, not going to go with the opioids, have no choice. They go to heroin. So right. Then they go to IV heroin. They get an infection that goes to their heart valves and goes to their spine. And these are life-threatening illnesses. And a lot of these people are between 20 to 35 years old with completely destroyed lives. It's really
so
tragic.
So sad. Yeah, very tragic. And it's also the chronic nature of this. And people that are living with those that have the pain are, you know, become immune to that back pain. They don't want to hear about it. You know, it's a no-win all the way around, but what frustrates me is that people that have chronic back pain are not getting the help. And they're also not being told that this anxiety, and I know of a few people that have gone through some very traumatic emotional issues, and no one has said to this person, it's because of what's happened in your life that you have this severe back issue. And when I said it in a way to my friend's mother, she said, oh, don't be ridiculous. One thing has nothing to do with the other. And so we have a society that doesn't understand cause of pain.
Well,
nor,
it goes way
more
than that. Yeah, here's
or
the
anxiety.
I mean, in the new book is way, way deeper than that. And it's really actually pretty simple in that what we found out, and this research is stunning, where any physical sensation, you know, bright lights, loud sounds can startle you, and your body gives off adrenaline and cortisol, then you feel anxiety. Anxiety is just a chemical reaction that is unconscious and automatic to the environment. So if you have pleasant sensory input, symphony, warm sand, etc., then your body secretes off dopamine, oxytocin, and you feel relaxed, but again, you're feeling that chemical surge. What humans have, which is a problem, is that thoughts do the same thing. They're processed in the same part of the brain. They give the same chemical response. So pleasant thoughts give you nice, relaxing chemical surge, but unpleasant thoughts give you adrenaline and cortisol, and you feel anxiety. And it's the same thing as a physical sensation. So emotional pain and physical pain are the same thing. And when I say the same thing, I say tongue-in-cheek, is obviously there's some differences anatomically in the brain, but it's the same region of the brain, the same chemical response. So actually, anxiety is the pain. Indeed, when I talk to my patients about getting rid of their leg pain with surgery or getting rid of their anxiety, they would rather get rid of the anxiety than the leg pain. And I have to agree, I spent 15 years with extreme anxiety, with the last 7 of those being a full-blown obsessive compulsive disorder. And it's terrible. It is the worst part of the human experience, being trapped by anxiety. But what's fun is that as you treat anxiety as a neurological issue, not psychological, you start calming down the nervous system by decreasing the adrenaline. You start creating new pathways around the old pathways, and you shift onto non-painful pathways. as the anxiety drops, the adrenaline drops, the anxiety drops, then the animal studies show that the nerve connection improves and you actually feel less physical pain. So it's a way more logical explanation than saying a given bone spur is causing all this trouble. So the body chemistry is powerful. It obeys every cell in your body. The response is immediate and profound. And once you understand how to, I don't want to use the word control, but to stimulate your body to calm down, change your body's chemistry, the results are unbelievable.
So your new book, tell everybody how they can find out about the new book and get more information about the work that you're doing.
Well, I changed the title on the second edition of the book. It's Back in Control, a Spine Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain. It was the first one. This is just a surgeon's roadmap out of chronic pain because it does apply to all types of pain. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They're now in bookstores. And the website is backincontrol.com, and it's an open website. Don't have to register. And the website's the action plan of the book. So it's by engaging in the tools of the website that people get better. The book is just a framework.
Awesome.
But I've been very excited about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you so much, Doctor. Very insightful. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned.
7:42 in the morning, 8 seconds before it all sinks in. Put your best face on for the world.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and it is National Better Nutrition Month because it's important. We just heard a story about psoriasis, of how one woman saw her dog heal from changing his food, and she realized, wait a minute, maybe I can get healed. That's exactly what Ashley Koff is known for, and she is with us today to celebrate National Better Nutrition Month. And Ashley, it's such a pleasure, and it's been such a long time. Nice to have you back.
Frankie, I was just saying the same thing. I'm like, I feel like the last time I saw you, we both had headsets on, and we were at Natural Products and doing some interview over, like, you know, 1,000 voices or something. So
yeah,
I miss you. It's great to talk. Absolutely.
Yes. And we're both getting ready to embark on, you know, 85,000 people.
Yes, totally. So we need our better nutrition. You know, it's so interesting you were talking about that story, because I give my dog broccoli every day. Like, and, you know, it's when we talk about better nutrition, you know, whether it's me eating it for its detoxification benefits or my dog, you know, there's a lot that we can learn from this. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I didn't feel like a whole lot of I've been, as you, when you get ready for Expo and everything is happening all at once, there's like five different events this week, and then next week we leave to go to Expo West, and then it just seems like we're on this fast and furious pace. And so last night when I finally, I fed the cat, I have a cat sitting, taking care of a cat, feeding a cat, and feeding the dog, my friend's dog, and feeding the cat, and I realized I hadn't fed myself, and so I just was too exhausted, and I just popped in the oven while I was doing all the other things, just some broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower, and just those few veggies with a little coconut oil, and by the time I was done with doing everything for everybody else, and I took my string beets, and it was like the most delicious meal. And then I made a few the other day. I made mushrooms and onions. And so I'm like you, Ashley. I'm trying to prepare so that I'm not going to, the junk food's not my option, and food in a bag is not an option for Frankie Boyer.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the key things that you pointed out there is about, so a couple of things that I pick up from that. So having done the, you know, mushrooms and the onions ahead of time, it's about preparation, right? So one of the things I do is I stock my freezer, because if I have my freezer full of organic fruits and vegetables and fish and, you know, things that I want to eat, then that's going to be, I know that they're going to be available, and I know that I have a better chance of getting them in, even if it means I toss all of them into the blender and, you know, and drink it as liquid nutrition. Something else I heard from you is that you hit a rainbow in there. You know, it wasn't like just I didn't just have broccoli and kale. I said, okay, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, and yes, white is a color when it comes to, you know, our rainbow and our vegetables. Those different colors are giving the body different nutrients. And, you know, people will say to me, like, oh, well, you know, is it, like, is broccoli better than kale? And, you know, at Expo we'll see, you know, different companies and brands positioning things. And it's really not about one green being better than another. It is about getting that rainbow in. And I
okay,
also
so,
use backup. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So what's the best green to eat every day, in your opinion, out of all of the greens that we have? What's the best one that you like to get into you every day, Ashley?
Yeah, so twofold. First of all, I do not believe there is a best green to get in every day. I think the key thing is to aim to get a green in every day. I think organic
Perfect.
Is better. So if you can get in organic, I think that's better. Now, me personally, I most days get in broccoli. I happen to love broccoli. I also am very
Me too.
Concerned.
Me too.
Good, yeah.
And did you know, and did you, by the way, did you know that Trader Joe's is ricing their broccoli? Oh, my God, it's so awesome.
It's totally awesome. Yeah, so that whole idea of ricing it just means it's one more way that it's more approachable. But, you know, the thing about broccoli is, so all of, when you ask about the greens, they all have different nutrients in different amounts. But what that green does signal, and in particular with broccoli, is that it's got glucoraphanin. And what I want is I want to get in that long-lasting antioxidant, because broccoli's glucoraphanin supports phase two detoxification. And without going into a whole physiology class, we know that we need to help our body detoxify better. And that doesn't mean buying some fancy detox product, but what it does mean is getting in glucoraphanin. And so I'm cautious. You know, I try to focus on saying, like, okay, what are some nutrients that I want to get in? But there are things that I know I need to get in, because I'm out and about, you're out and about, you know, we're on a plane, you know, people were exercising outside, you know, all these things. We need to make sure that we're detoxifying. One of the other things we need to make sure that we're doing, I know you're with me on this, is getting in enough magnesium, right? Magnesium is so important for helping the body to relax. I mean, magnesium is our anti-stress mineral. It literally works in opposition to calcium, and it helps our muscles to relax, which means when we hear muscle relaxation, like, that's awesome, but we also need it to make sure that the stress that naturally is happening in our lives is having a counterbalance. And that means when we relax by getting in magnesium, it means that our body is able to digest better, we're able to sleep better, you know, all those things that are that we know to be so important for better health.
You know, Ashley, I watch one of the morning shows is also – one of the morning sports shows is also televised locally here in the Boston area, and I get up very early and I watch it. And this guy shakes all the time. His leg is constantly shaking. And I swear to God, I want to write a little note to him one day saying, hey, dude, you are magnesium deficient. That's why your leg is moving like that.
Well, we have to be careful. So one of the other things, and my site is full of it, so while I agree with you that that's a likely cause, we also want to make sure that we're not, you know, just telling someone. So one of the things I invite people to do on my website at AshleyKoffApproved.com is come on and answer some of the quizzes that I have, some of the assessments. And in 6 questions, you can learn, am I one of those 70% of Americans that needs to get in more magnesium? Maybe your issue is vitamin D. Maybe your issue are probiotics, you know. And so I think in that way, what we want to do is start
yes,
making sure
yes,
that we're
absolutely.
Targeting our recommendations. Yeah.
That's why you're so good at what you do. As a registered dietitian, she really gets it. AshleyKoffApproved.com. And I look forward to seeing you at Expo.
Me too. I can't wait, Frankie. It was great to talk to you. Thank you.
Great talking to you too, Ashley. And we'll be back next time. Thanks for being with us. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile, smile. Oh, yeah.
smile, even though it's breaking wind. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.